Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Philippians 2, 1-13 and Matthew 21, 23-32, where Jesus is questioned about his authority by the chief priests and elders, and Paul offers the Philippian church a hymn of Christ's self-emptying love. The image that has stayed with me is Jesus standing on the fringes of the temple, facing those who are officially in charge. The chief priests and elders ask him, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" It sounds like a serious theological question, but underneath it is anxiety, politics, status, and fear. Jesus has unsettled the system. He has entered Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey, disrupted the temple economy, and acted like a prophet. The authorities want to know who signed his permission slip. And Jesus doesn't answer on their terms. Instead, he asks them about John the Baptist. Was John's authority from heaven or from human beings? Suddenly, the questioners are exposed. They aren't seeking truth, they're managing risk. If they affirm John, they strengthen Jesus' position. If they reject John, they anger the crowd. So they say the astonishing words, "We don't know." One thing preachers may want to notice is that this passage doesn't oppose asking questions. Faith has room for deep, honest, searching questions. The problem here isn't that the authorities ask Jesus a question. The problem is the spirit behind the question. There are questions that seek understanding, and there are questions that seek control. There are questions that open us to grace, and there are questions designed to trap, silence, and protect our own position. That's where Jesus' little parable of the two sons bites so sharply. One son says no, then later changes his mind and does the work. The other says yes, but never follows through. Jesus asks, which one did the father's will? The answer's obvious. Polished religious words count for very little if they never become faithful action. The kingdom of God isn't impressed by appearances. It looks for fruit. It looks for changed lives. It looks for the yes that becomes love in motion. Philippians deepens this theme. Paul places before the church one of the oldest and most beautiful passages in the New Testament, a vision of Christ who doesn't cling to status but empties himself, taking the form of a servant. The Greek word used here is kenosis, meaning self-emptying. This isn't weakness, it isn't servility. It's not a call for people who are already oppressed to accept mistreatment. It's a radical redefinition of power. The Roman Empire understood authority as domination. Power climbed, conquered, impressed, and controlled. Paul says that in Jesus we see something entirely different. God's power descends. God's authority serves. God's glory isn't revealed in grasping, but in giving. Christ doesn't become less divine by emptying himself. Rather, this is what divine life has looked like all along. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. The service can invite people to ask what authority looks like in the church, in public life, in families, in workplaces, and in our own hearts. Who gets listened to? Who gets ignored? Whose voices are missing? Whose dignity is treated as optional? In Aotearoa New Zealand, the Maori concept of mana can help us here. Mana isn't mere status. It carries authority, dignity, integrity, and relational responsibility. Jesus carries mana not by forcing others beneath him, but by standing in truth, serving with compassion, and making visible the love of God. There are strong visual and practical ways to introduce this theme. A crown and a towel could be placed side by side. Which one looks like authority? which one looks like Jesus, or two signs, yes and no, could help children explore the parable of the two sons. Or a microphone could be passed around the congregation as a way of asking who's heard and who is left silent. These simple actions help the readings move from head to heart to hands. The hymns and prayers for this week also carry the same movement, from status to service, from words to action, from control to compassion. The worship can invite people into a more beautiful kind of authority, love with a backbone, humility with courage, service with imagination, and truth without violence. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation see that the authority that changes the world is not the authority of force, title, noise, or religious certainty. It's the authority of integrity, the authority of compassion, the authority of lives aligned with the songs we sing and the prayers we pray. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestion, children's talk, ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.